You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hello, people of the New Japan Pro Wrestling fandom. This is your Curtis. This is your good friend, Curtis Spears. But this is your Curtis. You know what I mean. I'm It's 2 a.m. I'm feeling really fucking, like, manic right now. I don't know. Like, I should probably sleep, but I don't feel like it. I want to talk to you guys about New Japan Pro Wrestling and the G1. Oh my God, guys. Night 12. Okay. Big boy shit coming in from Cork and Hall. This was awesome. An amazing night of fucking matches. And I hope you guys really enjoyed it. And, cause I did. And I really want to talk to you guys about it. Let's talk first about the opening night match. Bolton, Oleg, and Jeff Cobb. So this was an own goal for me. I have both these guys in our pick'ems. No, it's not pick'ems. It's a fantasy draft. I have both these guys in our fantasy draft, so I was getting 2 points out of this no matter what. So, really, I wanted to just see something fucking cool. And I got it, man. I got something fucking cool. Tour of the Islands beat our boy, Bolton Oleg. But I feel like there's something more on the way for Bolton. I don't think they're going to have him go like 3-6. I think he's got some good shit coming for the next two matches. Cobb is looking fucking dangerous. So the thing about Cobb is, like, he's the most believable dude on this entire fucking roster. You can beat him and it's like, oh shit, you beat Cobb. And then if you lose to him, it's like, oh, it's fucking Jeff Cobb, so obviously you beat him and you look like a man. But if you lose to him, you know, no shame in that. And I fucking love that about him. And this was, I think that's gonna be where they put Bolton soon. Like, he's gonna have probably a run with the big boy belt eventually, you know. Enokiism forever, let's fucking go. But when you think about it, Bolton is going to fill a purpose that isn't really filled by anyone else on this roster. We don't have a giant badass motherfucker, you know, muscle man, house, beefy boy. You know, we've got badasses. We've got Goto. We've got Hanare. We've got Jeff Cobb himself. We don't have anybody like Oleg Bolton. And I think he showed something really special in this match. It was really fun. The second match, though, God almighty, I I didn't know why this was put second on the card. I thought maybe it deserved to be the semi-main or the main. It's Konosuke Takeshita versus El Phantasmo. And El Phantasmo finally came out. Lights on. Feeling it. Jacket on. Glasses on. Fucking lights down low, hitting the strobes and shit. And then he fucking died and his ghost is going to be haunting fucking Corkin Hall for the rest of time. Oh my God. Takeshita and him, like, okay. This was a hard-hitting match. This was a great storytelling match. It had big fucking storytelling vibes to it. It had big fucking, like, Kenny and Okada vibes is someone I saw compared to it. It had huge vibes of the underdog versus established star. And I really dug that. And they just went whole fucking hog. No one in the world was fucking without, you know, with this match. It was amazing. I'm trying to think back to moments, and all I can think about is the gnarliest fucking table spot I've seen in years. Phantasmo's back was a fucking slaughterhouse. It was gross. It was absolutely gross. And that wasn't even the end. You know, like the Raging Fire puts out El Phantasmo, which was great, a great moment. And Takeshita is, you know, again in the victory circle, but damn, Phantasmo's back and he's fucking feeling it, bro. I loved it. Oh my God, this match. And when they did the Bastard Driver through the table, and that's not a pre-cut fucking bullshit American table. That is a hardcore Japanese table. That's the real strong style right there, is that fucking table. Everyone was like, this is the coolest thing I'm going to see all night. And it wasn't. That's the best part. It really wasn't the best thing you're going to see all night. Anyway, we're moving on to the third match, which was Hanare versus Yota Tsuji. Really, really good match. I feel like a nice challenge for the Never Belt might be incoming for Tsuji at some point. I don't know if I see him as the Never Belt guy. I like to think of the Never Belt as the Shibata Belt. You know, Hanare is doing a great job with it. Ishii did a great job with it. Hardcore, bad motherfuckers. You know, lots of strikes, lots of big throws and stuff. And Tsuji, I could see more in what they say that the global championship is. Going out to other promotions and being that champion. Showing up in Mexico, showing up in America, showing up in hopefully England again. That would be really cool for Yota Tsuji. So white belt Tsuji. But I mean, hey, another match with him and Hanare, I ain't against it. So Yota Tsuji with the Gene Blast finishes Hanare for three. The fourth match, didn't love it. Yuya and Ren. So Yuya and Ren came up together, obviously. Yuya's not one of the Raiwa 3, but he is part of this like up and coming Raiwa. We call it Raiwa Easy Company. Myself and my homegirl, Booze. We've coined that term on a guest spot we did on Super J Cast. And that kind of works for me. That sounds what it's like. It's like any of these dudes could be right. And like some of them are LA Dojo. You know, Yuya spent time in the LA Dojo. Gabe spent time in the LA Dojo. But like, this is what's going to be the Raiwa era for New Japan. And, you know, are we going to be seeing Yuya and Ren in the future? Many, many times. Is it going to be better than this match? God, I fucking hope so. I wasn't feeling it. It was fine. It was aggressively fine. I don't know, man. Yuya is doing everything he can to really like win me over, and he's done it. I mean, obviously, I'm not the first person to say that Yuya's opened a lot of eyes this tournament. And I haven't had a bad thing to say about Ren in this tournament either, except for maybe I don't like his finisher. But I wasn't feeling the matchup, if you feel me. But yes, Ren does get the win with the double cross, the fucking terrible ass finisher. And mostly it was due to some outside interference. I really kind of prefer when Ren can do the shtick on his own without the outside interference, but you know, anytime we can see Uncle Nobu, I'm okay with it. Finally, and this is, I'm going to shoot from the hip here. I'm going to come at you guys for real. All right. You ready for this? Goto needs to win the G1. I know we're all giant fans of Zack Sabre Jr. We're all pulling for Zack Sabre Jr. or we're pulling for, you know, Shota, or we're pulling for just, you know, there's so many names. This field of 20 is so tight. It feels great that you could just point to anybody and be like, that guy, that's my guy. But dude, Goto, man, I'm so angry he's not on my team right now, because I would love to be just cheering for him no matter what. This match that he had against David Finley in a white hot Corican audience with his kids, his daughter and his son, they're like 8 and 10 or something. They weren't even alive the last time he won a G1. And he did it for them in front of this huge audience and puts his kids up on his shoulders. His daughter's crying happy tears. And he, you know, he's telling her like, daddy won for you today, but you still have to do your homework. And like, he's big dad energy, and I'm fucking here for it. Goto, the kind of man, you hand him the barbecue tongs and he makes sure to clack them twice just to check sure that they work. You know, Goto, the kind of man who, once the conversation dies, he slaps himself on the thigh and says, well, I best get to rocking and rolling. You know, Goto, the kind of fucking guy that, you know, I said, should I call you Goto or can I call you Hiroki? And he said, just don't call me late for dinner. That's the kind of guy that Goto is, and that's the kind of man I appreciate. And that was the coolest fucking thing I've seen all night. El Fantasmo can get put through a fucking terrible table, and it looks amazing. Goto, he's got his son in his arms, he's got his little daughter up on his shoulder, he's the conquering hero. Somewhere in the distance, a marching band starts, and we're all singing along to whatever song they're playing, and I'm crying happy tears, and the little girl's crying happy tears, and oh my god, I loved it. I loved it. Let's make Goto champion. Let's fucking make Goto champion. Wrestle Kingdom, let's fucking make Goto champion. I'm done. Hey, before Wrestle Kingdom, let's make Goto champion. I don't give a shit. Let's go. Let's fucking go. All right. Well, let's go toe. How about that? He is still technically alive after beating David Finley. There's something about it, man. Like, Goto, I always joke that like Goto's moveset is he lifts you up about shoulder high and drops you down onto his knees. Like, there's just different variations of lifting you up about shoulder high and dropping you down on his knee. And that's all he has to do. Just that and a couple clotheslines and I'm fucking in. I love it so much. God damn it. He's really like, 2024 is the year of Goto. That's what it is, man. Like, building these kids for the future is a great idea. Building Goto for now, man, I wonder how many of those fucking Twitter sarcastic ass motherfuckers would be like, oh, they went back to Goto? Jeez. Oh, really, now they must be desperate. They don't care. They don't care about the product. They don't watch the product. If you watch the product, you're rooting for Goto. That's it. Like, I can't tell you guys, like, I've never seen one person say, oh, Goto is fucking rinsed. Goto is fucking done. He doesn't deserve to be in this G1. He shouldn't win this G1. Like, I've been saying it since the very beginning. Like, can you look me in the eye and tell me Goto's not going to win? You can't. You fucking can't. and he needs to. Let's fucking go. All right. Well, if you want to hear more from me, you can hear from me on the Throw and Dice podcast, where I talk about different tabletop wargaming, tabletop role-playing games that I like to play, and talk about all the hobby that I do, miniature painting and things like that. If you'd like to hear more from your bad friend, Rafe Houston, you can find him on the Faces Feels cast, which is his interview series where he talks to different independent wrestlers and gets to know a different side of them. If you want to hear more from the kind of people that would put out the Faces and Feels cast, you can find the Count Out Podcasting Network. That's our sister shows, and the people that made this show possible, giving us a chance to go off on our own and talk about New Japan. Thank you so much to the Count Out Podcasting Network. Anything that you like in the world of wrestling, you can find something to like there. And thank you so much for doing that. Thank you so much for going to patreon.com/countoutpod. That's where you can go to our Patreon and slide us a couple bucks a month. You're going to get secret shows from all of the shows on the Count Out Podcasting Network. And thank you so much for doing that, because you can help a lot of cool wrestling podcasts do a whole lot of cool wrestling podcast things. If you'd like to hear more about the fantasy draft that we have going on, you can listen to We Work Stiff. They're our best friends in the world. They're our sister show's hot friends. They help us so much, with getting our thoughts together when it comes to this complicated world of New Japan and swimming in the deep waters therein. And we love them and we appreciate those guys. We're going to have them on our show. We're going to be on their show. We're going to be doing G1 wrap-ups together. We've got our 100th anniversary coming up and they're going to be part of that. It's our, I think this is like our 104th episode. But yeah, we are having fun here. We're rolling on. It's the fucking summer. It's the hot months. Everything's sticky and sweaty. But you know what? We believe in Goto. And we believe in you. So thank you for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for telling a friend about Hirooki Goto.
Ring Post Radio is the only show hosted by Ryan Knightsey and Scotty Edwards that talks about the entire world of professional wrestling. With new episodes coming out every Sunday, there is absolutely no reason to not listen to real, honest wrestling opinions from two crazy maniacs. Have a hot boy summer and listen along to Ring Post Radio every Sunday on the Count Out Network.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.